This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 343.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9, The Game, and the Odyssey app. A little later than you might be accustomed to finding us. Maybe a little soccer pirate radio at this stage of the evening. I'm Jason Longshore, and those of you who know this show know how we end it every single week. It's the 3-4-3 brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game. Let's start on the local side. And this is a wild one. Cooper Sanchez of Atlanta United 2, product of the Atlanta United Academy. He started last night for the U.S. U-17s in World Cup qualifying in CONCACAF against the U.S. Virgin Islands. The U.S. won. Big. Really big. Record-setting big. The U.S. U-17s beat the U.S. Virgin Islands U-17s 22-0. Yes. 22-0. The U.S. had a player who scored 10 goals. Cooper did not score 10 goals. Cooper started and didn't really have a lot to do defensively. Did just fine. 22-0. Yeah, they'll get tested a little bit more against St. Kitts and Nevis and against Cuba. But the U.S. U-17s should be booking their spot in November's U-17 World Cup off the back of a 22-0 win. Number two, on the local side, Brentford FC of the Premier League. They were in town over the weekend as part of their partnership with SSA and Swarm FC. Things continue to develop in this partnership. I moderated a discussion on Thursday with young players and Jack Collison, SSA's director of methodology, former Welsh international. Brentford legend and ambassador Marcus Gale was along for the ride as well. It was a great conversation. It was really cool to hear from some folks afterwards. You never know how those are going to go. The kids had great questions as well, but everyone was really engaged. I thought Marcus and Jack were both, you know, a lot of fun to talk to. We got into some serious stuff. We got into some fun stuff. It was a really good conversation, and I'm really excited to see how this partnership continues to grow. Brentford is an ambitious, very forward-thinking club. And I think that is something that SSA is trying to tap into and will be the same. So I'm looking forward to seeing how all this goes. As Doug Robertson of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported from a conversation with SSA's executive director, Simon Davey, and with Marcus Gale, the club will be doing some tryouts in England for their upcoming USL League 2 team this summer. Maybe potentially the USLW League team as well that will play this summer over in Austell. keep an eye on what's going on with SSA and Brentford. Really exciting partnership that is developing here in the Atlanta area. Number three, the high school soccer season is underway. It started last night officially with games that count. Bunch of games tonight. I'll give you a whole bunch of scores. And as you listen to AST, if your kids are involved in playing high school, if you're a high school coach, send us your scores for the Tuesday night show. You can tag me on social media at Longshoe. You can tag the station at 929 The Game. Let us know what happens with your school in your game, and we'll talk about it on Atlanta Soccer Tonight every Tuesday. So, on the boys' side, Heritage of Conyers, they beat North Oconee 3-0. Lambert beat East Coweta 4-0. Walton's boys beat Hillgrove 3-1. Allatoona's boys beat North Paulding 3-2. Gilmer, they beat Murray County 3-2. Norcross beat Mill Creek 3-0. Chapel Hill's boys beat South Paulding 1-0. Lassiter beat North Cobb 2-1. Duluth beat Discovery 4-0. Locust Grove, they went on the road to Fayette County and they won 2-1. Johnson of Gainesville, their boys beat West Hall 3-0 for the 17th straight time. Carrollton's boys, they beat South Cobb 3-2. And Johns Creek, their boys won 5-0 over Wheeler. On the girls' side, West Forsyth, one of the defending state champions, they beat Chamblee 5-0 on the road. North Gwinnett's girls won 9-2 over Mountain View. Buford, they beat Cherokee Bluff 5-0. They lost in that state championship game to West Forsyth last year. Kennesaw Mountains girls beat Marietta 2-1. North Oconee beat Heritage 8-0. Cahulla Creek, they went on the road to Calhoun and won 3-2. Walker beat North Cobb Christian 2-1. Pike County's girls beat Grovetown 4-0. Locust Grove beat Fayette County 3-0. Roswell beat River Ridge 3-1. Brookwood beat Stars Mill 4-0. Dutchtown's girls beat Union Grove 5-0. And Northside Columbus, their girls beat LaGrange 2-0. Our featured game of the night, because we do games on the SDH Network, North Atlanta at Decatur. On the girls' side, North Atlanta's girls won 3-0. A goal and an assist for Jonah Purse. She plays for Puerto Rico's U-17 national team. Really good performance from Pierce. On the boys' game, it went to a shootout. 1-1 draw. North Atlanta won the shootout. We'll be heavily involved from the SDH Network side of things with the Creek Cup that starts tomorrow at Northview. We'll continue at Northview through Saturday, and we'll also start at Johns Creek on Thursday. Some of the best teams in the state playing in this event. Every team will get two games. It's kind of a semifinal, final situation. Really looking forward to seeing these games and this kind of a level. If you're interested in the Creek Cup, you can listen to all the games on the SDH Network, but also check out the conversation I had late last week with Kelly Bowler, the head coach at Johns Creek, where he talked about putting this event together and a lot of the why to put in all the work to put this kind of an event together. Really cool conversation, really cool event. If you're looking for great soccer in the Atlanta area this weekend, Johns Creek High School, Northview High School, tons of games. Four headlines from around the world in the 3-4-3. Number one, Champions League. Real Madrid, they came back to win 3-2 on the road at Manchester City. Sets up a really interesting second leg next week in Spain. They're calling this the modern Clásico because these teams keep playing each other in the Champions League lately. Jude Bellingham, he had the injury time winner. That gives Madrid the edge going back home. Juventus, they won 2-1 over PSV. Weston McKennie scored the first goal for Juve. Dortmund, they thumped Sporting 3-0 in Lisbon. Pretty much all but done. PSG, same thing. They beat Brest 3-0 as well. Both of those winners were on the road. So the second leg, you feel like it's pretty academic. Tomorrow's games in this knockout phase, Club Brugge, they host Atalanta. That's a 12:45 Eastern time start. Monaco hosts Benfica. Celtic hosts Bayern. Feyenoord hosts Milan. Those games all kick at 3 o'clock. The Brugge-Atalanta game is the early one. A couple of things to keep in mind here when we talk about these matchups. Bruges, they are winless in their last 15 games against teams from Serie A. Atalanta, they only lost one time in the league phase, and they recently had a 15-match unbeaten streak snapped. Celtic and Bayern. Celtic's unbeaten in Europe at home this season. Bayern have lost three games away, but Bayern hasn't lost to a Scottish team since 1989. Feyenoord, they conceded the most goals of the 24 teams that progressed. They host Milan in this game, so you might be looking at the over in this one. Milan, they haven't won any of their last 11 away matches in knockout rounds in the Champions League. Some interesting nuggets there for you when we talk about the Champions League games tomorrow. Second legs next week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Number two on the headlines, U.S. Women's National Team, Emma Hayes. She picked her 23-player roster for the She Believes Cup that was announced today. Emphasized opportunity across the depth of the playing pool. Kat Macario is back. She had been named to the Olympic squad, had to pull out of that due to irritation in her knee. She scored 5 goals in 13 games for Chelsea this season. She's been fairly consistent. Kat Macario getting back into that group could be very, very interesting. No triple espresso in this group. The roster, very heavily European as well, because NWSL's in its offseason. Teams are just starting to ramp up. European leagues are ongoing, so a much more European-flavored roster here. And also, look, I think Emma Hayes is looking at the depth of the squad. 10 players in this roster have 4 or fewer caps. One player I'll be really looking forward to seeing in the She Believes Cup, Yasmin Ryan. I thought she was great in the last games for the U.S. Women's National Team. She's got an opportunity to really climb the depth chart. Excited to see Yasmin Ryan get that in the She Believes Cup. Number three on the headlines. We've talked about this before with European and South American competitions and games that mean something, not friendlies, being played in the United States. Well, that took a big step forward on the Champions League side because of the way that UEFA is now going to sell the commercial and media rights to its club competitions. So they are negotiating with Relevant Sport to exclusively sell UEFA's club competitions globally. Relevant previously was only responsible for selling the media rights in North America. Other groups maintain the rest of the world. Relevant is now going to get that opportunity. Controlled by Stephen Ross, owner of the Miami Dolphins. Relevant has tried to bring European club matches, league play, cup competition to the U.S. Haven't been able to do it yet. FIFA cannot stop them now. You've got a lot of European football's higher-ups not wanting this to happen because they worry that it would happen a lot. But you also have others saying, yeah, we want to go chase that money. So if you see a Champions League final in the United States, a UEFA Champions League final in the United States, sometime in the next 5 years, don't be shocked. Do not be shocked. Number four on the headlines, U.S. Soccer, and this is effective in March of this year, they have updated their referee abuse prevention policy. This is really important for soccer in the United States because 90% of referees report that referee abuse has increased over the last 5 years. That's almost every referee says that it's gotten worse. 60% of referees, they don't recertify due to harassment, threats, abuse. You can't get better referees if you run good referees off. And as somebody who has served on the discipline and protest committees for youth and for adult in the state of Georgia, you didn't have clear guidelines, especially on the referee abuse side of things in the past. Now you do. And now those guidelines are stricter. You break them, you're going to get punished for a longer period of time. My response? Good. Don't act the fool on the sideline if you're a coach, if you're a player, if you're a parent. Don't do it. There's no reason. It doesn't do anybody any good. Don't act out. Don't act that way. Don't act out. Don't. Because you hurt the game. And more than anything, with young referees especially, you run them off. And you give them a bad experience. If you love this game, if you really love it, you want new referees to stick with it and find their best level. We've got some really good referees in Georgia. Guido Gonzalez is one of the best in Major League Soccer. He's from Georgia. You've got others who are getting great opportunities from Georgia. We want to see more and more and more of that. Don't run referees off. I'm really happy about U.S. Soccer doing this. I think it's a good step for the game. Quickly, three things that make me smile about this game. Beyond that, number one, a huge event on Saturday. It's called the Soccer Friends Matter Tournament. It's a 4v4 tournament for adults. It's going to be on Saturday in Roswell at Groveway Community Park. All the proceeds benefit Ignite Hope-Champions for Children. Check our Soccer Down Here platform. Check Georgia Soccer as well for information on how you can get involved. They are looking for volunteers. They are looking for individual players to help fill out some of these teams. Really cool opportunity to do a little bit of soccer for some good. Number two, 10 new mini pitches, $865,000 in grants were announced last week by the Atlanta United Community Fund, covering mini pitches and fields all over the state of Georgia. So many kids, adults will get more opportunities to play because of these fields. That grows the game. And we're at a point where this game is on the verge of having explosive growth with a World Cup coming in about 18 months. You got to have more places to play. The Atlanta United Community Fund and their partners are creating more places for people to play. Third thing that makes me smile, getting a chance to call a high school game tonight. That was a lot of fun calling the girls' game with North Atlanta and Decatur. Really good performance. Just seeing players who, you know, you might not hear of in some of these teams and what they do and seeing them perform at such a high level and then getting to follow them as they go on to college. Seeing a player like, you know, Jana Pierce, who is a youth international with Puerto Rico, have a goal and an assist and have a great performance. Seeing teams that are now playing really coherent styles of play, good game models, really good soccer. It was a good performance tonight on not the best of weather and not the best of fields because of the weather. And North Atlanta's girls were very, very good. The boys' game was very entertaining as well with North Atlanta and Decatur. So happy that high school soccer is back. So happy that preseason soccer for Atlanta United is almost done. One more game on Saturday. You'll be able to hear it here live on 92.9 The Game. Noon kick will be on the air at 11:50 a.m. Myself, Jared Smith, will be joining me for this one. We'll be calling it from Marietta, the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Training Ground. Atlanta and Dallas, And then next Tuesday, I'll be back to talk about all of it on another edition of AST. Y'all have a good rest of the evening. Adios, everybody.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.